Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, Dr. Don Johnson. He's the Executive Director of Lutheran Indian Ministries. Welcome back to His Time, Dr. Johnson.
Well, I'm pleased to be with you all.
Thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us again this morning about Lutheran Indian Ministries. I always enjoy our conversations. For our listeners not familiar with Lutheran Indian Ministries, give us a little bit of background, some history, and the work of Lutheran Indian Ministries.
Well, let me just share what our focus is. First of all, of course, it's the sharing the love of Jesus Christ, the gospel. And secondly, to help Native Americans understand his love for them as well. For many years, Native Americans across the U.S. and Canada as well have often felt marginalized by the expansion of America and its development and their place in it. And oftentimes Christianity was forced upon them. So sometimes we have to cross those barriers that have been created by the offense that was given way back when. So our goal is to help them, Native people, understand, no, Jesus didn't do that to you. Jesus loves you. He's died for you. And we want to give you an understanding of who he is and what he's done for you and his intent and purpose for your life. So our ministry is focused on raising up Native people, recruiting them, evangelizing them, and recruiting them, and then affording them through our systems, our Concordia systems, an opportunity to learn how to be deaconesses, pastors, good servants in their own churches.
Very good, very good. And so what have you been up to lately as executive director? What are some of the things that you've been working on?
Well, I'm always concerned about, you know, I guess you might say I'm kind of a forward-looking guy. I consider myself somewhat of a visionary. And I'm always looking, what happens 5 years from now or 10 years from now? What are the needs of our organization? So I spend time with my staff and planning to spend more time with them, just strategically planning what your future? What do you want to do? What more do we need to see? How can we do it better? And what are the certain events that are going to happen in the years ahead that we can sort of anticipate, that we can plan for? So in other words, I'm always trying to look forward as a leader to where we're going culturally, where the world is going, how our church is going, how we can better serve the church. So that is one of my focuses, is always to have my hand on that. Obviously, a big part of my job is to share what our ministry is with congregations. I just came from St. John's Lutheran Church in Midland, Michigan, where I shared with a very wonderful people there our ministry focus. And I do that on a fairly regular basis. Beyond that, I'm always looking to recruit. My staff in the field often tell me of candidates they think would be wonderful missionaries or pastors or deaconesses or deacons, and they want me to come and meet those folks to see if I agree with them that these are really good candidates for ministry. So I spend a lot of time with that. Plus, I'm always working, this is getting tedious, but I'm always working with my Milwaukee staff as well to help keep everything going.
So you stay pretty busy. What is it that that motivates you? First of all, what's your connection? What brought you to be connected with Lutheran Indian Ministries?
Well, the obvious answer is the Holy Spirit. I mean, I grew up in a very difficult home life. I've explained that to the people in Michigan. I was just there, so it's fresh on my mind. But I reshared with them some of the things that I grew up with as a child. I was not a very good candidate for God's kingdom, much less a good candidate for going into the mission work. But as Jesus uncovered my life and as he began to reach out to me, he revealed it's not about who I was or what I did or where I came from. He's a transforming God, and he can lift me out of my darkness and give me light. Well, he did that for me. And when I realized that and experienced for myself what he could do, then he said, okay, Don, I've got business for you. You've got to share that message with others. So in the very short answer to your question, I grew up in a situation that seemed unlikely for God to work in, but he transformed my circumstances and eventually brought me into a ministry that would enable me to reach out to others and shape a ministry that would do the same thing. And that's eventually how I ended up with this ministry.
Well, you described it as not a good candidate for the ministry for God's work, but ironically, isn't that what makes one a good candidate?
Well, yes, that is the irony of the whole thing. Is God says you're perfect for me. You're not worthy, and I take that which isn't worthy, and that which isn't fit, and that which isn't most prepared, and then it's not about you anyway. It's about me, and that's really the irony of the whole thing. And yes, you're right.
Well. How do our congregations of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, how do they learn more? What can they learn about Lutheran Indian Ministries? What is the work that Lutheran Indian Ministries is doing to help us as congregations learn about Lutheran Indian Ministries and how to reach our Native American neighbors?
Well, first of all, there's the published stuff that we send out to congregations. You can learn a lot about us by reading the devotionals that we send to congregations all over the United States. We annually mail out about 400,000 on during the Lent season and the Advent season. And those little devotionals are written by our staff and by our board members and people who volunteer for ministry with us. And they tell a lot about who we are. Inside of those devotions, there's a little map that tells where we do it. And then we have a website, LutheranIndianMinistries.org. If you go there, there's a place called Resources, and it'll tell you a little bit about the things that you can see. We have some actual DVDs that are videos that you can see on this website that are short, 90-second to even we have one that's approximately a half hour long, but they're a selection, and you can get a little summary of our ministry. Plus, there are reports about what we're doing. We talk about some of the mission experiences we're having, and just events like Lutheran Indian Ministry Sunday that's coming up in November.
And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. We're going to talk with another guest from Lutheran Indian Ministries. We're going to talk with Galen Gritz on the Native American Sunday coming up in November. What can you tell us about our next guest?
Well, Galen Gritz, a fellow that I met, who his father, we have let me start out with where we do ministry at Haskell, excuse me, Indian Nations University in Lawrence, Kansas. And we had got into an auditorium where there was some beautiful artwork that had been done. And we didn't make the connection immediately, but turns out that was Galen Gritz's father. He's Galen is a native man as well. And his father actually one time taught at Haskell Indian Nations University. So through some connections, we had a chance to meet with Galen. I actually went to St. Louis. The way I often recruit Native people for ministry, I went to meet Galen personally. And I found him to be highly congenial, intellectual man who I really enjoyed. He's got a great understanding of Native history, a wonderful passion for the gospel. And we wanted to ask him if he would serve on our board of directors and as a Native man. And so we were pleased to have Galen with us. So I can tell you that he's a man of great faith, a man of passion for what we're doing, and we're pleased to have him.
Well, very good. Well, I look forward to talking with Galen here in just a little bit. Before we go to break, I want to remind everyone of the resources that you were pointing us to. Where can we find those online again?
You can go to LutheranIndianMinistries.org, and you will see a whole menu of things there that you can go to and look at. We also have an office number, 262-783-5267. For example, some people like to get involved with our ministry in service in some way, or to make a donation to us, or they may want to see if there's a possibility that they can do a volunteer ministry outreach.
Very good. We're talking with Dr. Don Johnson, Executive Director of Lutheran Indian Ministries. We have more conversation with Lutheran Indian Ministries coming up in just a little bit right after this break. Stick around for more His Time.
In 1939, Lutherans started resettling people displaced by World War II. In 1960, we asked, who else can we help, and opened our service networks to refugees and migrants. As wars and conflicts create the need for asylum and refuge, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service is still asking, who else can we help? Today, with partners, congregations, and volunteers, we're resettling refugees, reuniting families, and rekindling dreams. You can help. LIRS.org/volunteer.
We live in a brave new world when it comes to infertility medicine, in vitro fertilization, embryo adoption, and assisted reproductive technology. What is the church to do? What comfort can we offer those suffering? LCMS Life Ministry and Concordia Seminary Life Team are sponsoring a free infertility ethics symposium for pastors, seminarians, commission ministers, and parish nurses, November 8th in St. Louis. Space is limited. LCMS.org/life. Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
2014's most anticipated time for bargain hunting book lovers is November 3rd through the 10th. Visit the Concordia Publishing House online warehouse sale at cph.org and save up to 75% on Bibles, children's books, and more. Or in St. Louis, visit the CPH bookstore at 3558 South Jefferson Friday, November 7th and Saturday, November 8th for great warehouse sale bargains. That's cph.org. Exceptions apply. See store for details. Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today, we are talking with our friends from Lutheran Indian Ministries. Joining me in studio this morning, Galen Gritz. Welcome to His Time, Galen.
Well, thank you very much.
Good to have you here and talking about Lutheran Indian Ministries. Tell us about your involvement with LIM.
Well, as Don was saying earlier, he came down and met with me one time right before Christmas. We had a great meeting, and then we met a few times after that, and I was just really impressed. First time I met him, he had Will Main with him, who is in charge of the ministry up at Haskell Indian University, which is in Lawrence, Kansas, home of KU. And I was very impressed with Will as well. And no pun intended. But I was more than honored and prayed about it when they asked me to join the board, and have been very, very pleased.
Well, very good. And tell us about your background.
Well, my father is a full-blood Cherokee from Oklahoma, grew up speaking Cherokee, finally caught up with him when he was 8, made him go to school. And he had a good teacher. He was smart, caught up. But I do have a picture of his high school graduating class, small rural town in Oklahoma. He was born in 1915. He's the big Indian in the middle of about 11 kids. And part of the reason he's the big Indian is he was 3 or 4 years older than the rest of the class. Of course, he made a great athlete because of that. But he went on to graduate from Oklahoma University with a degree in art and went on to teach at Haskell, at that time, Institute. And it morphed into a community college and then a full-blown university.
Tell us why Lutheran Indian Ministries is important to you.
Well, Don's vision is so important. It's very fundamental, but sometimes it's easy to get away from that you need ministries. Back in Acts, we see the early church kind of divided. The Jewish Christians in Jerusalem kind of thought you had to become Jewish. And you see that acted out. They're not eating kosher food, the new converts. They're not circumcised, any of these things, until Peter has that great vision of that net coming down with all that fowl and fish and things you're not supposed to eat. And it kind of opened the door. Like, it's not necessarily going to be Jerusalem. You don't necessarily have to be Jewish to be Christian, you know, the way that things are coming down with the Holy Spirit. And then the letters of Paul, I'm sure the other apostles did the same, but we have his letters. They're extant, so we know what Paul was doing in Colossians and Thessalonians and places like that. He wasn't sending people from Jerusalem so much. I mean, he would send Bartholomew or Timothy to be a mentor for a while, but basically he was growing churches in the community. The reverse happened here in the United States. What we did was send out people from the Union Seminary, places like that, New York, to the Indians and send out more the next generation and the next generation. Did not raise up native leaders. And also, we tried to kind of, in a sense, make them Jewish by making them white, cutting their hair, taking them to boarding schools, getting rid of their native languages. And that's the hurt that Don referred to. And so there's kind of a built-in suspicion in some ways, in addition to the economic hurt. So his vision is really the vision that the Holy Spirit pushed in Acts, and that's how we ended up being who we are today as Christians. It's to go out and raise people up. As he talked about his own personal story, God can meet you where you are, and mm-hmm. and that's important. But we kind of lost view of that as religion in this, as we were dealing with the native people. And it's so important to have that, to have the people themselves come to know God and serve each other. And one of the things that happened recently, and it's amazing to me, and Don talks about this as well, is we have a missionary group down in Navajo, New Mexico, which is the northwest part of the state. And they sent some missionaries to work in Alaska this year. It's the first time we've had that in the LIM with Native people helping Native mm-hmm. people. So that's a great thing.
I'm sure that's just an encouragement, a nice recharge, if you will, to see Native Americans supporting Natives.
It's very, very interesting. So when I was asked to talk about this Native American Sunday, which is the 16th, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be. That's the Native American Heritage Month. George Bush Sr. actually signed it into law in 1990. I was completely unaware of it. And you think 1990, that's 24 years ago. Now, that seems like a long time. You have to start thinking, what was I doing wow. 24 years ago? But in the culture, it's relatively new.
Sure.
Mother's Day was there, Valentine's mm-hmm. Day, the Snoopy movies, the Peanut movies. Even Madonna was kind of old hat by then because she was a big star in the 80s. So it wasn't on my radar, though. And so it can be any time that fits mm-hmm. into, can be in May, can be whenever. But it's very nice to have that recognition, and it's very nice to have that opportunity to share the Lutheran Indian Ministries goals and missions.
How can Native American Sunday serve our congregations? How can we use this Sunday to talk about talk about Lutheran Indian Ministries?
Well, one of the things, as you mentioned, it kind of recharges you to get back to the gospel. And it's not only for Native Americans, but it's for all people. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously from our point of view, that the Native American components are very important. But it's to share the gospel. And I have the suggested worship materials here. Has a gathering prayer, an Old Testament reading of Isaiah, who's you know, always is fascinating to read because he talks about the majesty of God, but about the reality and beauty of his creation, which is very native as well. At least Native people can relate to that. And then it goes into Psalms and ends again with Paul, where he's in Thessalonica talking to the people about the unknown God. Mm-hmm. And Paul's an amazing person. He's got a mind of a lawyer, but he's got the compassion of Christ. And sometimes I get mad at him, and sometimes he frightens me, but then he turns around and writes the love things in 1 Corinthians. So he's just amazing, the way that his mind works. But he's always focused on Jesus crucified and resurrected. That's what he preaches. And it's just amazing.
Something else I see in the list here included in the worship materials, including the creed and the prayers, the Lord's Prayer included in three native languages.
You know, I've had access to one in Cherokee, and I think it's beautiful, but I can't read it, and I don't do phonetics very well.
Sure.
So it's always interesting. I think it's great, and mm-hmm. Historically there has been a lot of missions to the Indians, and a lot of Psalms, the Gospels, and of course the Lord's Prayers translated into to the various languages.
That's outstanding. That's wonderful. Well, how can we find out more? How can we get resources for Native American Sunday?
Well, I hate to sound like a siding advertisement, but the thing they do is repeat their number.
Sure.
So it's LutheranIndianMinistries.org. Mm-hmm. and that is LutheranIndianMinistries.org. And then specifically for this Sunday, it's a /NA, which would be Native American, I guess, North American, whatever, Sunday. But just by going to the site and poking around. And there's some wonderful videos. I very much like, you learn different ways, sometimes hearing and sometimes reading and sometimes
listening by watching, to the radio.
Listening to the radio. And I, for me, I need to do all of them for it to sink into this hard head of mine. So I like watching the videos. It helps.
Oh, very good. So there are some videos online that can help with that, that can help with preparing for and learning about reaching our Native American brothers and sisters to tell the good news of Jesus, share the good news of Jesus with them.
And I want to conclude, if I may, if it's at that point, we do have some biblical verses, but one of my favorites that I pray every Sunday is Matthew 9:37-38. Then he said to the disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field." And I think that's very important. But Don has, I've heard him speak before and in the videos, prayer. Mm-hmm. Prayer is always a place to start.
Sure. Begin everything with prayer. We begin our day with prayer. We begin everything we do that we ask that that God would guide us and keep us in His care in all that we do. And then study His Word.
Study His Word.
Which is another one of the resources included with the materials for this Native American Sunday, correct?
Yes, it is.
A Bible study?
Very much so.
Very good. So there are quite a few resources altogether in this packet that can help prepare for Native American Sunday. Now, it is when is it scheduled for again?
November 16th.
November 16th.
But it can be any time during the month or actually any time during the year.
Sure, sure. Any time during the year is a good time to recognize this Sunday, but certainly could be in November too. That's a great time to do that as well.
Well, there's an irony. Yesterday was Columbus Day.
Yes.
Not a great day for Native Americans. And then in November, you have Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of nice to have the month for Native Americans.
Absolutely. Well, good. Worship materials and bulletin inserts, adult Bible study, children's message information, some videos available online, and also some response cards as well if folks would like to support
Most certainly,
Lutheran
yes.
Indian Ministries, they can do that. I would gather they can do that on the website as well. Very good. Well, we look forward to celebrating Native American Sunday, and thank you for taking time to share your story with us today. We've got just about 2 minutes. Any other stories or anything else you'd like to share with us about Lutheran Indian Ministries before we wrap up our time?
Well, I think it's amazing because only about 5% of Native Americans are Christian at this point. And again, that reflects back to the historical presence that the church has had. But as Don mentioned, they're such lovely people, and anybody that has not have the gospel in their life needs it. And
Absolutely. And
they're here. They're among us. I was at an event last night at Washington U, a Columbus Day vigil, a candlelight service, and there had to be 40 Native Americans at Wash U. And St. Louis is not known as a Native area. Albuquerque is, even Kansas City, Denver, places further west, and some up north, Michigan, Wisconsin, maybe New York, the outstate area, but not Missouri so much. We don't have that concentration. But there are Native people everywhere.
Absolutely.
So it's important that we pray and reach out. In fact, it's mandated that we go out into the field.
Sure. God has sent us to tell the good news to all people.
All people.
That includes all of us here in this country and around the world. Well, I have enjoyed the conversation. We've been talking today with Galen Gritz from Lutheran Indian Ministries and Dr. Don Johnson, Executive Director of Lutheran Indian Ministries. Galen, thanks for being our guest today here on His Time and sharing with us about the upcoming Native American Sunday on November 16th or any time in the month of November. And you can find those resources on LutheranIndianMinistries.org. Galen, thanks for being our guest today on His Time.
Well, thank you.
And Dr. Johnson, thanks so much for being our guest and sharing with us about Lutheran Indian Ministries again today.
Oh, you're welcome, and God bless.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. We're going to study today with Reverend Donald Anthony from Grace Lutheran Church in Concord, North Carolina. We're going to get into Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 50. Hope you can join us for that. And don't forget, at 8:45, it is Ministry Highlight Tuesday. So we'll hear from the Reverend Marcus Zill. He's the director of LCMS Campus Ministry in LCMSU. And so we're going to start talking about that for the next few weeks. Hope you can join us for that as we highlight some of our campus ministries across the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We've got more of his time coming up in just a little bit. Stick around for that coming up after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.